Picture yourself just getting home from a long day. Maybe you hiked up some stairs to get to your front door. You walk inside, kick off your shoes, head to the kitchen, throw your keys down on the table, open the fridge, and, well...
Right now I don't even have food in the refrigerator because I gotta go such a distance to go grocery shopping. It's such a pain.
Tony Zernick lives in Visitation Valley in San Francisco's southeast corner. Zernick is just one of almost 30 million people in the country who live a mile or more away from a supermarket. Now, that may not sound very far, but for the 5 million plus who don't have cars, that distance can mean the difference between eating a healthy meal and getting fast food. It's been 3 decades since Visitation Valley has had a supermarket, but as KALW's Audrey Dilling reports, that's about to change.
Estella Moran just fed a few coins into a parking meter on Leland Avenue in downtown Visitation Valley. She just needs to pick up one thing from the small market here. Normally she avoids errands like this one, she says.
Only because sometimes the convenience stores like this, they do jack up the prices on, you know, things that we need just because of the convenience.
Today she needs butter.
And it's going to be $4, whereas where I go to Foods Go, it's maybe $2 for a whole pack.
Moran is one of several people here who wishes there was a closer, bigger store.
The main thing we need, the big supermarket.
A 7-Eleven and a couple of corner stores. That's not sufficient.
I think we'd all like to have a grocery store closer.
Now, I'm no supermarket CEO, but if I was, and I walked down a street and practically everyone on it told me they wished there was a supermarket there, I might consider opening up shop. But there are a few reasons one hasn't opened sooner in Visitation Valley. The neighborhood has a high poverty rate and a lot of ethnic diversity. Economists say either one makes it hard for markets to make money. So sometimes the city has to step in and sweeten the deal.
Each operator is very different than the other. There is no standard, you know, cookie-cutter package that you can put in front of an operator.
Krizia Tano works for San Francisco's Office of Economic and Workforce Development. It can arrange incentives, like pro bono construction work, to bring grocery stores to certain neighborhoods. A few years ago, she says, the city worked to bring one to 3rd Street in Bayview. The British-owned Fresh and Easy went for it, but...
From the outside looking in, it's easy to say that it was an underperforming site for them.
She has a theory why.
When a community is so used to not having a grocery store, it takes time to change those shopping habits.
Others think Fresh and Easy didn't cater to the needs of the multi-ethnic community. But Bayview resident Tavis Landry thinks the failure had more to do with the store's lack of economic awareness.
When they first opened, they weren't taking the EBT system, the food stamp system, and a lot of people in these communities are using that system, and it's just hard to get groceries if you're not accepting that type of payment.
Last summer, Fresh and Easy announced it was selling off all of its U.S. stores, except for some it would just close. The Bayview store was on the shutdown list since it still wasn't performing after about 3 years. Fresh and Easy didn't respond to my inquiries. In fact, most supermarkets wouldn't talk with me about why they don't do business in certain neighborhoods. But one did.
I don't know why they don't want to, because we do want to.
Melissa Porter is the president of marketing for the Berkeley-based discount store Grocery Outlet. It's opening a new branch in Visitation Valley, and Porter says they've got a strategy.
They'll begin to customize their offering to suit this particular community. For instance, if there are Asian vegetables that we need to carry that might not be used at another grocery outlet, then he'll have the ability to bring those into this market.
That's important. More than half of Visitation Valley residents are Asian American. Back on Leland Avenue, folks like Nancy Ha say they're willing to give the grocery outlet a try.
Oh, yeah, we'll try, you know, we will try all to see the difference, you know, like maybe the price, you know, kind of affordable.
Tony Zernick says she'll drop in, too.
I think I'll go and check it out and see what's there and see what works with me and my family.
Tiffany Reed, though, is not interested. She says she doesn't think the food there is fresh enough for her.
And grocery outlets, they're all about quantity, not quality to me. So,
Grocery Outlet's Melissa Porter is confident they'll get customers.
Grocery Outlet in the past several years has opened 3 stores in what I would call, I don't know what the exact term for food desert is, but I know it's a popular term, it's kind of a buzzword that's out there. places where a conventional market, for whatever reason, doesn't want to go in there. And grocery outlets have been extremely successful in these areas.
We'll find out if that goes for Visitation Valley, too. Its store is slated to open in May. In San Francisco, I'm Audrey Dilling for Cross Currents.